I just feel very fortunate to be an American, and I love the country, and I would go to war tomorrow for him. I would fight myself to salvage our democracy. I would.
My name is Gloria Smith. I was born May 2nd, 1940. I live in Reno, Nevada, and just have a good life.
My parents have naturally were God-fearing people, and they loved where they were raised and born, and they love the United States. They've lived here their whole life. What does it mean to me to be an American? It means everything in the world to me because I love America. It's been my home for many, many years, and I would never leave and move somewhere else because it's a wonderful country. We need to do some correcting with the political parties now and a few things, but overall, I can't think of anywhere I'd rather live, and I've traveled a lot in the world. Even as a young girl, I knew the greatness of it. I knew the freedoms we had that a lot of countries don't have. One of the moments that I was ashamed of being American, I think when they were invited to the capital of our country, I would say that was the moment when I said, "What's wrong with our system? What's wrong with our politicians?" I mean, that was the worst thing that's ever happened here since I've been born. I think I'm a good citizen and a good American because I am very kind to people, even strangers, like you say in the grocery store. I usually smile and say hi. Some people say hi back, some don't. I do feel it's really important for mankind for us to love each other. Foreign people, I don't give a damn where they're from and what color they are. You love them, unless they do something really bad to you. Then you don't love them. And to me, that's really important. And to instill that in your children is important too. And sometimes they listen and sometimes they don't. But I think deep in their soul, they know what kind of a person I am and they know that I help them. So I'm hoping they're learning from that. And if they aren't, then that's their problem. Because someday I'll be gone and they'll be on their own.